Okay, so you have access to this masterclass and you are super excited. Maybe even you have high expectations. And you might still think, okay, so now what? What will actually happen when I raise my vibration? And how will I notice my vibration actually rising? What will my life look like with high vibration? Well, a simple answer I can give you is this. Maybe you know somebody. Somebody in your circle who makes you think, like, this person, it seems that he or she always gets everything that they want. And it's like things are just kind of like magnetically drawn to them. It seems like they barely have to lift any finger to get what they want. Well, if you don't know someone like that, you can take me for example. You know, I always seem to have opportunities handing towards me. I enjoy financial freedom, or at least, you know, I have this stability. I radiate, at least I think, positivity and joy, and I attract partners and friends who match this energy. Completely random experience seems to happen for me, like last minute vacations, where things just magically fall into place and so on and on and on. I don't want to brag about any of this stuff, it just happens. And again, it kind of like seems that it's all random, but actually it's not, because all of these things align with my vibration. And when you raise your vibration, this is what you can expect. If you're going to look at your body and your body as an energy system, you are going to notice that you will have more energy throughout the day until the end of the day. You are going to, you know, don't get sick, you know, so often, because your immune system is stronger and you feel, for example, more motivated to work on things that you actually love to do and that actually make a difference. And you're actually going to be inspired by your own actions of what you are doing. Also, you're going to feel less stressed. And when you do, you can just handle it. It's because there is some sense deep inside of you that more is waiting for you. And you're going to see it as some kind of like positive momentum, these stressful, you know, feelings and thoughts and things that are coming your way. You hardly ever are going to feel depressed or sad, for example. Of course, these feelings, they can be there, but they are going away, you know, very fast. And you're going to even struggle to understand why others are going to complain so much. And, you know, you don't want that energy around you. Not because you cannot handle it, but simply because it just doesn't resonate with you. You are living in gratitude. You live in inspiration and motivation. You feel powerful. You feel energized. Spiritually, you feel far more than physically even. Your soul and your brain will function 10 times better in high vibration than in a low vibration. You can easily connect with your soul, with your true self. You know, your third eye will open. You're going to see. You're going to feel. You're going to hear things that, you know, once just passed you by, you didn't even notice, but you are more aware. You're going to connect with your spiritual guides. You're going to balance your chakras and attract abundance in your life on every level of your life. But what's really happening is that you are going to have more awareness. You are going to pick up some small hints from the universe, some signals. You're going to experience some deja vus. You are going to feel, you know, something that's so strong that you cannot believe it's actually, you know, that it's actually true. And you're going to feel that stuff is going to happen before it even happened. You're going to see angel numbers like 1111 or 888. You're going to intuitively read people's minds, their moods, their struggles, their thoughts. You're going to walk into a place and instantly know if you belong there or if you should leave, if it's not for you. You know, your vibration is going to become a compass, and all of this happens because you are strengthening your intuition on a spiritual level. You are going to know what to do in a situation without knowing how you know it. Because you haven't rationally thought it through, you just feel it's right for you. And these are often the best decisions. It's the decisions that are made from your heart. The decisions made from your head are often the worst. You want to choose with your heart as a compass through your intuition. Because your mind, it has been programmed over your lifetime, over where you are from when you were born until where you are right now. And your ego, it will get into the way in some sorts. But your intuition is pure and it's directly connected to the quantum field and the collective where all of this information is coming from. So when you make decisions with intuition, you cannot go wrong. It's based on your subconscious, which knows far more than your conscious mind ever could know or understand. What you're going to experience next is discovering what your purpose is, why you are here, what you are meant to do on this, you know, planet Earth. Raising your vibration helps you uncover all this faster, and you're going to notice that you're going to dream more easily, that you're going to be able to lucid dream and remember your dreams better. You know, in the real world, our 3D reality, people will notice the difference. So friends, family, even strangers are going to look at you completely differently. They won't know exactly what's different about you, but you are going to become intriguing for these people. It's, you know, people pick this up unconsciously because also their unconscious, you know, knows much better than their conscious. High vibe people, for example, are going to give you a nod and think, hey, he or she is someone like me, okay? And I see this multiple times a day when I'm out. I always give this little nod, like it just happens so, you know, very subtle, you know? People notice and they're like, huh, yeah, okay. You're going to attract these people and they're going to start talking to you. High vibe, successful, happy people. They are going to feel drawn to you and it makes you feel so good. So for me, this stuff was pretty tough, actually, personally, for me. I grew up with actually zero confidence and I had a deep sense of that I was not good enough. This was fueled by an intense insecurity about my body. But just like it happened for me, you are going to attract them as well. They are going to come to you. And, you know, for people that are might be in your inner circle right now, this can be hard because they are not used to your higher vibration. They are going to wonder why you are chasing bigger goals or acting kind of like above them while they just want to binge Netflix or hit the bar or gossip over beers or wine or whatever. And this might be something that you are going to face as well. And I want to mention it here in this second video because you are going to connect less with low vibrational people, even the people that you actually really love. And it's going to feel uncomfortable to hang out with them. And this relationship will naturally, you know, fade a little bit. It can even be like family or, you know, good friends from way back or even parents. And that's the biggest downside of raising your vibration. So again, this is stuff that can happen for you. And, you know, these are all the things that you might notice as your vibration rises. And I think it's very good to know for you before you're going to walk this path. But what I can say to you is that I won't regret raising my vibration for, you know, any minute. I mean, your life is going to gain a whole new dimension. And yes, doors to your old self will close. Relationships will, you know, die off. But new ones will open and your life is going to feel like a dream that you, you know, that you just had and that you're going to live right now. So I'm going to see you in the next video where it's very important. We are going to determine your vibrational set point so that we can actually understand where you are right now and, you know, what you can potentially do to raise your vibration to a higher level. So that's it for this second video. I hope you enjoyed it and I see you back in the third one.